Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
They're watching. God's weighing, men are wavering. See, the call is urgent. Choose you this day whom he will serve. Joshua 25:24-15. See, there's no neutral ground now. I'm Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, a Marine forged, biker bred, a man under God's orders. I have seen fear try to color strong men and make them fall back. I've watched truth tellers shrink into silence, ghosted by shame. I have heard the soft hiss of compromise slither through culture, wrapped in the guise of kindness. None of that shakes the throne of God. Christ remains king. His word is a standard and his call is unmistakable. See, scripture reveals the battlefield under what our eyes can see. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Policies and platforms are the skin. Principalities and powers, they're the bone. The enemy does not need change when he can bend men with confusion, entertain them with numbness, and buy their silence with comfort. He sells heed and then invoices courage. He will rename sin struggle, and he will brand holiness hate. He lies, he always has. That is why God does not send his soldiers in a battle with soft clothes. He commands, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. So wrap yourself with truth so your life does not sag under pressure. Guard your heart with righteousness so old wounds do not bleed you dry. And lace up the gospel of peace so that you can move forward without slipping. Lift the shield of faith to extinguish every flame arrow of lies and lock salvation over your mind. Draw the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, ready to fight back, and pray like a soldier on the radio who expects an answer. This is not dress up, folks. This is combat. Many want a calendar more than a clean heart. God will not feed that idol. Jesus said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man but my Father only. Matthew 24:36. Yet he commands watchfulness. When ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Matthew 24:33. See, the warning lights are flashing, people. Identity is being welded to access. Obedience is being harnessed to commerce. Speech is being tracked for scoring. And here lies the heart of the digital ID debate. I want you to hear me clearly. A credential or digital ID is not the mark of the beast, okay? The Bible defines the mark as worship and allegiance fused to buying and selling. That no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, Revelation 13:17. Technology becomes tyranny when it demands the heart. The tracking, the scoring, the biometric gates, the crash list pressure. See, these can become rails that switch quickly. If allegiance is ever demanded on those rails, then that is the line. A man of God says no, stands tall, and keeps a clean conscience. We ought to obey God rather than men. Understand? According to Acts 5:29. Now add this. See, the rapid deployment of military forces in our American cities, too quick and too casual, with armored vehicles where school buses used to be. See, I honor the uniform. Matter of fact, I used to wear one. I love the men and women who serve, but I will not pretend that constant domestic troop presence, I will not pretend it's normal or healthy. A people can be trained by repetition to accept what earlier generations would have resisted. That's how martial law gets rehearsed in the public imagination. First as temporary, then as prudent, then as permanent. Love the soldier, scrutinize the order. In a constitutional nation, uniforms are for foreign foes and extraordinary emergencies, not for managing the day-to-day conscience of citizens. When you see troops and tactical gear filling the vacuum where local leadership and neighborly courage should be, you're watching habituation, a slow schooling of the public to equate safety with soldiers on every corner. That is not freedom, folks. That is training wheels of tyranny. So what do free men of God do? We do not panic. We prepare. We pray and we push for lawful limits. We ask calmly and firmly. What authority? What statute? What scope? What end date? What oversight? We support peace officers doing rightful duty, and we resist any slide that treats citizens as combatants. We remind our leaders that God ordained civil government for justice, not for worship, and that Christ alone commands the knee. Revival is not a concert. Revival is where pride dies and men bow low. So God gives the protocol with no fog machines and no loopholes. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal the land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So we need a humble, pray, seek, and turn. Confession is not weakness. It is weapon maintenance. Marines clean rifles after battle. Men of God cleanse souls daily. I bet you're asking, Preacher Joe, where are all the angels? When will rescue come? See, heaven's not asleep. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. Daniel 12:1. See, angels move only when God gives the order. If Michael waits, it is because God's timing is perfect and sovereign. Meanwhile, our hope does not flicker. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. See, this is not myth. This is the blessed hope, sure and appointed. So what does holy obedience look like in the grid of daily life? Repent ye therefore and be converted. Acts 3:19. See, name sin clearly. Do not hide behind soft words. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7. Bend the knee to the right king and stand up to the wrong one. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. See, fear is not master. Christ alone is Lord, and do not drift from the brothers, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together. Hebrews 10:25. See, lone wolves are going to get picked off. Brothers win battles. Good to go. Build a house that can carry weight. Lead courageously at home. Pray out loud with your family. Bless your children by name. Keep short accounts with God. Guard your gates. What you watch, what you hear, and what you spend. What you invite to your screens. Use the tools. Refuse to be used by them. Build brotherhood that answers at midnight and tells the truth even when it stings. IG6 must be more than a slogan. Work with excellence because a sloppy man preaches a sloppy gospel. Speak the name of Jesus boldly in public and mean it. Faith that hides is not faith. It is fear in church clothes. On the rails of control. I want you to be wise and steady. Keep margin in your pantry. Some cash for hard days and a plan that will not collapse if a platform silences your voice. Keep your messages backed up offline. Build real relationships with grocers, mechanics, ranchers, pastors, neighbors who know your face and your name. Community is stronger than technology. Be a citizen with a spine. Show up, demand transparency, and push for guardrails that honor conscience. Voluntary, opt-out identity, no forced biometrics for daily life, warrants for access, data minimization, sunset clauses, and real penalties for abuse. The same with deployments. Clear authority, narrow scope, short timeline, civilian oversight, and the humility to stand those forces down as soon as a peace is restored. Sunlight changes behavior, folks. Mark your tripwires. Now, a mandatory credential you cannot refuse and still live. Biometric-only access to services. A unified ID that can be disabled for conscience or belief. Commerce conditioned on denying Christ. Indefinite troop presence in civilian life. Permanent emergency powers that penalize worship. If these appear, do not panic. Tighten your stance, more local trade, more cash, more offline ministries, more public witness, more brotherhood, ready and strong. We're in a battle, folks. We really are. This is the line. This is my pledge. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Neutral is gone, folks. Indecision hands, fear the victory. Plant your flag, folks. Lead your house, stand your post, and when the pressure mounts, let it find you faithful, not fashionable, courageous, not compliant, merciful, but never compromised. Brothers, help me push this message through the fog. Share it and tell me where fear is steering men off course today. If you want a battle plan for biblical manhood, I want you to get Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. All right? It's available now at Barnes & Noble. and on Amazon. Link is down in the description. Good to go. Now, to fuel the mission and gear up, I want you also to visit Warrior Spirit Warehouse in my TikTok shop. Good to go. And support through the link below. Okay, now, men of faith, I got something to tell you. I need you to rise. Eyes up, back straight, Bibles open, knees bent, hearts clean. Mouths bold, the world builds control. Heaven is building men of conviction. Christ is not late. Christ is Lord. You understand? Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, and God bless.